Hello, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast, and we're coming to you from Western Pennsylvania on this March 12th afternoon. And boy, now that it's early spring, our digital audience is back big time. Hi, everybody. Hey, I miss some of you digital people. Welcome back to our studio. And this is our 83rd podcast today, and it's titled Pennsylvania Casinos Are Booming. And you may have heard me knock on wood when I said our 83rd podcast, because you can never take anything for granted. And despite the boom here in Pennsylvania and really all around the country, the coronavirus is on the minds of everyone who has some action with a casino. And of course, none more than Las Vegas, Nevada. And we'll talk about that today as well. We're also going to talk about our issues with YouTube dice control experts, but we're going to recommend some of the better YouTube videos that I think you can enjoy and also learn from. And of course, most of us follow college basketball, and we're ready for March Madness. And Casinos USA will give you our thinking on whom we're betting on. And Janie will also be back. You know, we have some casino trips planned, and we'll be talking about them. And I always love to get her insights. Whoa! And we had some family visit our daughter Jill Nicole in Las Vegas. And while they were there staying at the Park MGM, one of the lucky fellows hit for $1,400 on a slot machine at Park MGM. And then Jill and her Jimmy and Allison and Travis, family members from PA, went on to watch a Golden Knights hockey game. And it was a shutout. And so they all got those free donuts. You can't beat it. And you can't make it up. What a place, Las Vegas, Nevada. But what about those people that say never play slot machines on a strip? Well, I think $1,400 is your answer. Yeah, they're the same everywhere. Play them, man. Take a chance. You know, we were talking about that on a podcast that we did earlier this year, where they say never play the slot machines at McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas. And we did a story of someone from Les Trobes who won a couple $100,000 on a $20 total spent on one of those Wheel of Fortunes machine at the airport. So, you know, tell him never to play slot machines at the airport. Wow. Okay, let's take a short break and we'll get our podcast started. Well, in Pennsylvania, total gaming revenues increased 4.5% from 2018 into 2019, a 4.5% increase, despite the fact that slot revenues went down. And I hope you're sitting down. Pennsylvania legislators just depend so much on this casino money that it makes you think, you know, take pause. You know, is this golden goose going to keep coming through for them? You know, because slot machine revenue is going down. And slot machine revenue in Pennsylvania, believe it or not, is taxed at 54%. Well, how much money did the slot machines bring in, even though they went down some this year? How about $2.368 billion? They call that gross terminal revenues, GTR, and that's taxed at a 54% rate. You wonder if anything's left over for the casinos. I think Nevada taxes their slot machines in single digits, like 6.5%. Oh, my goodness, huh? But, you know, seriously, depending on gaming monies like that, could be something that really affects Pennsylvanians in a negative way if the economy turns south because of the coronavirus and people just stop gambling to the degree that they are now. Something to think about. And that's a warning for all state legislatures, I suppose. The experts in the casino business, however, are saying that 2020 will be even better. And that's because internet sports wagering and the sports books in general are now going full blast. And that's one of Janie's things. You know, she likes on our casino visits to stop in the sports books and see how they're doing. Because as she says, that's really the newest thing in casinos. outside of Las Vegas and Atlantic City. I'm talking about sports books. There's 41 states that have legalized casino gambling, and close to half of them have also legalized sports betting. And that's the enjoyment, you know, to go in and see these new sports books, and some of them are really amazing. You know, and speaking of the internet, social media, this is a fact. A New York sports gambler is facing federal charges in Florida related to threatening social media messages sent to players of the Tampa Bay Rays and other teams. The charge of transmitting threats in interstate or foreign commerce against Benjamin Tucker, he's 23 years old, could mean up to 5 years in federal prison. Benjamin Tucker Patz, P-A-T-Z. You know, the internet laws that govern the internet and social media here in the United States are catching up to what's been going on the internet. Threats of any kind are a no-no. But when you're threatening professional athletes, you could spend some time in prison. How about giving up 5 years of your life over doing something as stupid as making a threat in social media? All right, be forewarned. What's the old line? If you can't say something good about someone, don't say anything at all. All right. Well, I am negative sometimes with my comments, but it's not a threat, and don't ever take it as one. Okay, let's go on to part two. But of course, we're going to go through our crap segment introduction. It's a short crap segment every day, so don't advance the podcast if you're not a craps person. This will be short, but will also be important. We'll be right back.
3, 2, 1.
Well, if you're new to the podcast, 3-2-1 is the name of our crap strategy from the pass line for low rollers. And it's been put on YouTube by Color Up. The narrator and producer is Jeremy Ellerick. And in 1 year, it's had 165,000 views. Must be something people like about it. But we're not going to talk about Color Up or Jeremy Ellerick today. We're going to talk about somebody who has the coolest name. He is Hawaii Dice. All right. And the name of the podcast is Craps Hawaii. Sounds like a menu. You know, before I talk about this, I saw an ad. I'm of Italian descent on my father's side. And I saw an ad for Italian eggs. And I thought, what are Italian eggs? Like, are the chickens Italian? And they come from Italy? So, Craps Hawaii. Okay. Well, it sounds as if the man who is doing the video is Hawaiian. It's not something you can order, you know, at a local restaurant. All right. But what he does is he presents a video and he demonstrates his betting strategies. Now, I would encourage you to watch it because I think some of his strategies as far as placing bets and pressing bets in particular are very interesting. And he also throws the dice, I think, in an honest way. I don't think the video has been stopped because in some of his videos, he gets crushed. The important thing is that he throws the dice against the back wall of his own craps table. And when you do that, when dice leave the axis, all bets are off. You can't control dice. You know, there's another video. I'm not even going to mention it. It's not worth your time to check it out. Where somebody just rolls. They have a craps table, but they roll a dice about 3 feet, but they don't hit the back wall ever. And he always says, hey, I got 20 throws. Well, I have a craps table, and if I don't hit the back wall, I can go 60, 70 rolls and not make a seven. Because, you know, I just set the dice a certain way. They don't turn over. They stay on their axis. But when they hit the back wall and turn over, all bets are off, pal. That's just how it works. So why do I set dice? Well, I set dice because they seem to, that's the important thing, generate certain numbers even though they hit the back wall. And it's not scientific. It seems to, all right? And that's enough for me. But back to Craps Hawaii. He does not play the pass line, although he's a place bettor. And I have some issues with him. You know, he places the 5, the 6, the 8, and then after one field bet, he gets the money to place the 9. But what he doesn't do, I should say, is play the pass line. And he's working on the come-out role sometimes, and sometimes he decides not to. But here's why he should play the pass line. You know, at a $5 table, put it on the pass line. If it's a 6 or 8, you'd do better with the odds behind the pass line than you would by your place bet. I mean, you'd put less money at risk and win more with the odds behind the pass line. And if it's not a 6 or 8, or a 5 even for that matter, then you know what? Don't put any odds behind the pass line. Make your place bet on the point. So that's the only disagreement I have with him. But he really pumps up his Iron Cross bets, also called the Fremont Street Grind, so quickly. Let me just tell you about his first step. His first step doesn't have to go this high, but he goes, places an $18 6, an $18 8, a $15 5, and he puts 15 in the field. So if he gets a field number, he puts that 15 on the 9, and then he doesn't bet the field anymore. That's not uncommon, but that's what he does. And he just dramatically pumps up his craps bets. But he makes the point, and I think this is also a very honest statement, that once you win your money back, you know, say you have $66 on the table, for example, once you win that back, you don't want to have more on the table than what you've won, because otherwise you're going to get smacked. You know, so that's just something to think about. You know, once you get some winnings, think about regression, or think about taking your bets down and waiting for the next shooter. And that's the challenge which craps Hawaii. And he talks very honestly about your options. So I'm recommending to you, if you're a YouTube person and you enjoy watching people play craps, go to Craps Hawaii and see what you think about his Iron Cross strategies. I enjoy them, and I think he's an honest person, and I think it's a very honest video. I do dispute the fact that he doesn't play the pass line, though, and just makes the place bets. Also, he's not selling anything. That's big to me. Right? Okay, I can't leave this topic of Craps Hawaii without saying, for you boomers out there, book 'em, Dano. Book 'em, Dano. So if you're a boomer, you know exactly what television show, the original, I'm talking about. That's Hawaii 5-0 from the old days. Book 'em, Dano. Okay, we'll be back to talk about college basketball.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm happy somebody feels that way. You know, there's probably nothing wrong with taking the traditional powers and putting them on a dartboard and throwing a dart, you know, Duke, Kentucky, Villanova, and just thinking Virginia, the defending champions, and taking a shot. But a team that hasn't been around for a while, they're getting a lot of action in Las Vegas, is Kansas. They had some close games, there's no doubt about it. And I'm not saying they're unbeatable, but as the conference championships get played out and the field is set and who the number ones are, and of course one of the big questions there is, will San Diego State from the Mountain West be a number one? Well, that'll all be considered soon, and then you can think a little closer. But I'm asking you to think about Kansas. Take a look at Kansas. See where they are, all right? See where they end up. And at least in the early going, I think that's a very attractive option. To go with the Jayhawks. It's been a while for them, and they can play. Kansas can play basketball. Okay, that's our heads up. We'll get into great detail in the next podcast on March Madness. But we're asking you to think about Kansas if you don't want to just bet the traditional powers again. Will there be a surprise? I think this time it's even up. There's so many teams that could win it. It's really going to be a challenge to the better. But Kansas, particularly early, should be a real strong bet. Should be a real strong bet. And at least to me, that's what the big money in Vegas seems to be doing. All right, we're going to come back and talk about our upcoming trips. That's Casinos USA podcast. And Janie will tell you where we'll be. And you can find us and we'll shoot some craps and do a little talking about whatever. And here's a shout out to the gang that we all play together at the Belterra recently in Southern Indiana and over the course of 2 days. And the table was very special. It was a table designed for just two dealers, a stick man and a man in behind the numbers. And over the course of 2 days, our group made Make 'Em All three times.
Turn it up! Turn it up!
Hi, everyone. This is Jane. I just want to share with our listeners our upcoming plans in our casino travels. But before I do that, since it is March now, I wanted to give a little bit of advice on March sports betting. I know my husband, he's believing that Kansas might be the team that can go all the way, but there are quite a few strong teams. But if I had to pick one this early, and I'm having trouble picking that, it might be Gonzaga. They've come so close to winning it several times, and I think this year they could actually win it. The other team I would think about is Baylor, despite their one-sided loss there to West Virginia. In the early games, I'm going to be sticking with San Diego State, where they were number 5 nationally and were probably going to move to 4 had they won their conference championship last night.
But you don't expect them to win the national championship?
No, I don't this year. Like all those teams. But I would say, I'm going to say Gonzaga. Or Baylor's good. So I'm really not giving much advice because I can't, it's too early. I have to see the finals of all these tournaments. Now, if you have not ever experienced March Madness in a casino, and especially now that a lot of them have sports books, that is a great place to watch the games. And because you can bet right there, it's just a very enjoyable experience. We've done it in Las Vegas. Because for so many years, that's the only place you could do it with the sports books. But now that we've been visiting the casinos and telling you a little bit about the sports books, you might want to look at it there. Also, if you're a professional hockey fan, as we are, you might want to bet on the Golden Knights from Vegas to get back to the Stanley Cup and win it. One of the reasons why is, aside from their record, and they are the top team in their division, is that they have two of the best goalies. Marc-Andre Fleury is the career standard, but the Knights have added one of the top young goalies to the team, and that's Robin Lehner, who's also extremely talented. Now, I hear his name pronounced several different ways, so I'll just spell it for you, Lehner. So that would be a good bet. Now, back to our trips. On March 25th, we will be at the Meadows Casino near Washington, PA. The street address there is 210 Quail Acres Lane, but the connecting Hyatt Hotel is better known being on Racetrack Road off of Route 79 and across the highway from the Tangiers Outlet Mall. And the Meadows is, I love that casino. You have all heard me talk about it. They have a lot of slot machines, and the new management that's taken over has done a lot of good to the food services, the restaurants. We told you last time about the bar in the food court. It's just so nice. The big disappointment there for me is the sports book. Now, you know I've been talking about them for the last month, and I'm enjoying going to the different casinos to visit them and actually place bets in these. But that one is a disappointment. I mean, I walked right through it and passed it and couldn't figure out where it was. So maybe it's a work in progress. I'm hoping so. April 15th, we will be returning to our summer favorite, the Rocky Gap Casino Resort in Rocky Gap State Park in Flintstone, Maryland. Now, you know how much we like that place. Now, that's a small casino, and I don't think they have a sports book, and I don't know if they're going to get one because it's just small. But I like the fact that it is small. The hotel's very nice. The grounds are what's amazing there, with the lake and the decks and the fire pits in the woods. It's a beautiful place, the golf course. In May, And we'll announce the date later. We'll be at Maryland Live. Maryland Live has probably one of the best selection of slot machines outside of Vegas. I can't remember the exact amount that they have. It's like 3,500. It's a very large amount. That's a great casino. I've never spent enough time there. So, and I can't wait to see what their sports book looks like because they have a lot of room there. Okay, well.
I just wanted to ask you to think about the Mountain West Championship. I know you're a Mountain West fan. Is San Diego State went into that with a 30-1 record.
I know. And I wanted them to win, but you know, you always sometimes you're for the underdog in that. And we like Utah State. We like the Utah teams. And they played so hard. That Sam Merrill, such a great shooter, that I was cheering for them.
Well, the podcast comes out before the NCAA sets
Pickings,
up the tournament.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And the question is, well, what's your bet on this? With a 30-2 record, will San Diego State be a number one seed or a number two seed?
Well, they were going to be a number one seed if they would have beaten Utah State and won that Mountain West Division conference championship, but they didn't. But they still have one of the best records. They remained undefeated for the longest time, and they've only had two defeats, one to UNLV and one to Utah State, which are both two teams from the Mountain West Conference. So I'd like to see them get that.
Well, Utah State was the Mountain West champion last year, and they're back again. So with that great shooter, you never know. They might cause some damage early in the NCAA tournament, too.
Oh, I expect they do. There's so much parity now with all these transfers that can occur every year, and they do. Show me a team that doesn't have a transfer or hasn't lost someone to a transfer, even in the women's teams. So there's so much parity there that on any given night, yeah, that's what's fun about basketball.
And I think this tournament is just wide open this year. But, you know, I'm still going to say it. I still think the Jayhawks will win it. And if you had to pick one, what was your pick?
Gonzaga,
right?
Right. And okay. I say Gonzaga because we had a cousin that went there.
Yep.
So we've known about that school for quite some time.
Okay. Well, I just want to make it clear. It's my Kansas against your Gonzaga.
Okay.
All right.
I'll take it.
Okay. So with that, we'll close out our podcast. If you can make it to one of the stops where we'll be, don't hesitate to say hello. Maybe we can play some craps together. And Casinos USA is a special place where
every day
is Saturday. Thanks for listening. See you in a couple weeks.